Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 6. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to be your host and present the first of the six-part adaptation of the popular Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. In addition to being the most widely read and best-known resource produced by Alternatives, some 25 annual editions and counting, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Was also a 30-minute radio program. Beginning this episode, I'll present the six-part adaptation of Whose Birthday, and I hope that you'll listen to the entire series, though each part is self-contained. Each part contains an audio short, such as The Story of Jason, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas? Let's Get Off the Christmas Roller Coaster. We'll have numerous guests. This series contains most of Alternative's audio shorts, plus items from Whose Birthday, featuring the reflections and real-life experiences of Esther Armstrong for the Advent Christmas season. The links to all the audio and text resources in this episode are given in the show notes. You may wonder, why make such a big deal about Christmas? Our goal is to equip people of faith, 1, to challenge consumerism, 2, to live justly, and 3, to celebrate responsibly. All three of those fit together, and especially at Christmas time when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and then to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. The three parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video, and links are shown in the show notes. To learn more about our mission, also listen to episodes 1 and 2 of this podcast.
Help! How can I get off the Christmas roller coaster?
Welcome to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson. On today's program, we'll listen in as three young women find ways to get off the Christmas roller coaster. We'll give you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Stay tuned for a reflection and a touching real-life experience. A little later, a letter you can use to urge friends and relatives to give more to the needy and to buy less stuff. It's called Alternative Giving. And finally, we'll show you how you can wear your kids or grandkids. It's a fun family craft project called the Christmas Tree Shirt. First, let's check in on those three friends.
Angela, over here.
Hey, Gabriella. Oh, wow, it's good to see your face. Where can I put all of my shopping bags? The malls are crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never dreamed that this holiday coffee would be the only break I'd get all month.
I know. I look forward to this tradition with you and Veronica more and more each year.
I know what you mean, but seems like I get busier and busier every Christmas. But Gabby, you look so calm and collected. You have only one little shopping bag. How do you do it?
Well, It might be Veronica. Hello. Hey, Veronica. 10 minutes? Okay. Oh, yeah. The lines are really bad. I know. Hey, don't worry. Angela just got here. We're just talking. Of course, we'll wait for you. Take care. See you in a few minutes.
Late as usual, right?
And stress out. She's only halfway through her list.
I know that feeling. It's the secret Santa squeeze. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Why do we do this to ourselves? Oh, but Gabby, you are so calm. Give me a clue. You're done, right?
Well, actually...
Ha! I knew it. You're done. I knew it! Oh, I hate you. You finished in July, right?
No, I'm not that obsessive. Juan and I just decided we were nuts in December, and the kids were so cranky, so we quit.
Quit? I don't get it. Quit
What?
Quit, quit. The stress, the crowds, and the commercialism. We just decided to jump off the Christmas roller coaster.
What do you mean? How?
Well, we made a list of what was really important to us. The things that we really wanted to do. It started with a friend gave me this card about the four things kids really want for Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Like, 1, gifts. 2, presents. 3, gifts. And 4, more presents. Right?
No. You'll be really surprised. Oh, here it is. Ready? 1, a relaxed and loving time with the family.
Okay. Yeah, I'll buy that.
2, realistic expectations about gifts.
Yeah, right. No more than 20 gifts per child. Oh, well, yeah, I guess that setting the limit is up to us.
And don't forget, they see the kind of toys you put on your list,
too. Oh, yeah, they see everything.
And 3, an evenly paced holiday season.
That's one I need to work on myself. Just too many parties.
And now, the fourth and final item that kids really want for Christmas is...
Ta-da!
Reliable family traditions.
Reliable? Like the same old ones every year?
No, not really. I think it's related to the first idea that children want to know that special family times will happen and that we can choose those activities together.
You mean I don't have to spend hours making Aunt Sarah's watermelon rind pickles that nobody ever touches?
Right. We dropped all that stuff, along with spending hours fighting crowds at the malls.
Great.
Right. So now our goal is to spend less time stressing and spend more time focusing on the reason for the season.
You mean Jesus?
Exactly. After all, that is what it's all about. So, now we make our own advent calendar and we read the Christmas story every year. The kids love decorating the tree and setting up our nativity scene. So we make sure to set aside one Sunday just to do that together.
That sounds great. You know, the last few years, we've just been throwing our tree together. Or I've done it myself. Now that I think about it, it's decorating the Christmas tree that I remember most from growing up.
And the carols and the candlelight service at church.
Exactly. But what do you do about school and work? You know, the cupcakes and the Christmas cheer.
No more piling up on parties. Sometimes I just say no to the party. Sometimes I deliver some family homemade Christmas goodies and stay a while.
I get it. That gets a holiday visit in and doesn't hurt feelings.
Now you're catching on.
But what about your Christmas card list? For me, that's a real killer.
We use a 3-year rule.
Huh? What's that?
Just make it easier. Either send out your cards every third Christmas or just send 1/3 of your list each year.
Wow. No wonder you're so calm. You've cut the holiday stress in half.
And the bills, too. But even better. Now Christmas just isn't another woman's holiday where I'm doing everything. Now Juan and the kids are involved, too.
But what about the relatives? They have so many expectations.
We send out a letter telling them that we love them and want to express that love in other ways and stuff. So we donate a lot more to the needy in others' names and spend a whole lot less on ourselves.
Okay, I'm in. Maybe I can get off this Christmas roller coaster, too. Hey, there's Jeronica.
Hey, girl, over here.
Woo! My feet are killing me. It's crazy out there. Crazy! Where can I put all these bags? I see I have you two beat.
It's great to see you. We've been waiting to.
Not waiting too long, I hope.
Nope. Just long enough for Gabby to tell me some of her serenity secrets.
You do look great, Gabby. So relaxed. How do you do it? Between the kids and the shopping, the relatives, the parties, everything's so up and down. I always feel like a total maniac by the time I get here. Don't you?
Nope. I quit.
What?
Yeah. Listen to this. Gabriella's jumped off the Christmas roller coaster, and we can too.
Really? Tell me how, and quick.
Thanks for listening to Let's Get Off the Christmas Roller Coaster by K. Deanne Kemp Jones. Inspired by the book Unplug the Christmas Machine. Whether we stroll, jog, or sprint into simpler living, for best results we do it every day. Persistently, faithfully, joyfully. Instead of stressing and fretting over stuff, let's focus on the joy of meeting the real needs of others and ourselves. This year we pledge not to be distracted from our holy days. As a family, we will investigate worthwhile causes and organizations to support with money we collect. We'll choose a percentage early in the season, from 25% to 100%. Then we'll give that amount every time we spend any money for Christmas, even if it's for food, decorations, etc., in addition to the amount we normally give away. We'll decorate a can to hold the money and put it on display. $20 on a tree, then $20 goes in the can. Giving money is not a penalty. It helps our need to help others. We'll donate the money on Epiphany, the day the Magi offered their gifts to Jesus. The word Advent means a coming. Pray, O God, may I be watchful for the ways in which Jesus comes to me this week. Amen.
If you put your tree up before Christmas Eve, leave it bare for several days. Then add one decoration per day so it is finished on Christmas Eve. Give $1 for each day your tree is up before Christmas.
December 1st. Learn from the world community. That's one of the life standards of the Voluntary Simplicity Movement. And it can be modeled by adopting customs or wearing clothing and jewelry from developing countries. Encourage singing some songs from Latin America or Africa in your church.
December 2nd. Consider singing a song every night at dinner. Get songbooks from church or library or Carols with Justice from Alternatives.
December 3rd. Let your outdoor decorating reflect your beliefs. Make your own simple but visible display using earth-friendly materials. Highlight an empty manger with white lights. Then, on Christmas Eve, add Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the shepherds, and angels. Add the Magi closer to Epiphany in January. Or hang a large banner of the Dove of Peace.
December 4. Start a family service tradition. Caroling, making bread or gingerbread houses for the lonely, or serving at the soup kitchen. Here are some ways to benefit from Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Whose Birthday offers individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Epiphany on January 6th.
Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl. You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve.
The reflection for the first Sunday of Advent is called Peace is Within You.
Peace has always been in short supply. To our knowledge, there has hardly been a day in history in which humankind has been free from war. Somewhere there are always families, cities, nations, or empires doing battle with one another. Abuse, hoarding, dominance, hostility, and war all seem to be part of how we humans do life. But history has shown us that violence, that is, the absence of peace, is not just immoral. It is also impractical. It simply does not work. It has never solved any problem. It never brings lasting peace. Violence only generates more violence, war, poverty, and injustice.
Yet Scripture calls us to peace. It invites us to pray and prepare our hearts for peace, to claim and honor the peace that lies within, even in this season that is too often stress-filled. In the words of Thomas Merton, quote, "The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence," end quote.
In a world that has been shaken by terrorism, greed, and war, the Advent journey of peace takes on a heightened significance. We can talk about peace this Advent season, or we can live peace. We can
simplify, simplify, simplify. Let go, let go, let go. Reduce or eliminate frenzied busyness by setting priorities, clearing schedules, avoiding meaningless rituals, and stepping out of the flood of materialism.
Practice alternative gift giving. One of the biggest stress points of this season is the pressure to buy, to spend money we don't have or that would be better spent for other things. When we do give gifts, we can choose gifts that are in alignment with our spiritual values, such as gifts we make or bake, gifts of babysitting, cleaning, our neighbor's house, or home-cooked meals, or gifts in the recipient's name to a valued charity.
Plan activities that enrich our lives. Do inexpensive activities with family and friends that are designed to help connect us on a deeper level. Write prayers of peace each day of Advent. Go on a silent retreat. Attend music concerts. Make peace crane mobiles.
Breathe in gratitude by writing down 5 things we are grateful for each day of Advent.
Take responsibility for our negative and violent thoughts and actions. Remember, peace begins within. Own that both the lion and the lamb dwell within each of us. Within us all, there is both potential for great harm and great good. We are both powerful and vulnerable, strong and weak. The lion and the lamb are one. They are not just out there. They dwell within each one of us.
Let us live peace.
Questions to ponder this first week of Advent.
What does Advent mean to you?
How do you want to live and experience Advent this year?
What activities do you need to let go of this Advent season?
In what ways are you practicing peace?
Esther continues with this real-life experience.
What must we do in the name of peace? At the most, she was 7 years old. She kept chanting, "Please, Auntie, just 5 rupees, only 5 rupees. Please, Auntie." There are millions of beggars in Calcutta. I had successfully ignored, outdodged, and outmaneuvered many of them, but not this one. This one wouldn't go away. She wouldn't get out of my face. She was persistent. Something about this beggar child was different. She still had a sparkle in her eye. She was dirty, but not all that dirty. She looked pathetic, but not all that pathetic. And then, from the corner of my eye, I saw her, an older woman. This woman was the child's teacher. She was grooming her and preparing her for her life's vocation, to be a professional beggar. "Please, Auntie, just 5 rupees. 5 rupees equals 14 cents. Do I give it to her? Will the older woman feed this child with the money? What will happen to the little girl if I give it to her? What will happen to this little girl if I don't?" I walked on silently, saying, "Oh, please, child, just get out of my face." I had no peace in my heart that day.
You're listening to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson. All the reflections and real-life experiences from this radio program are available in a booklet
and on an audio CD from Alternatives. Call toll-free 800-821-6153 for more information. Yet to come on this program, a letter for family and friends on alternative giving, and a fun family craft project called the Christmas Tree Shirt. Stay tuned. Cindy Jones offers ideas on alternative giving.
We were given a copy of your resource, Alternative Christmas Giving, through our church, St. Mark's Episcopal Church in San Diego. Here's a letter my husband and I have sent out. We have been doing a Jesus gift for years. I don't remember when or how it got started. I think his work gave him a grocery store gift certificate for Christmas one year, and we thought it would be a nice gift at a shelter. Dear friends and relatives, Bill and I for many years have had a personal Christmas tradition. Some of you may know about it, but by and large it's private. Every year at Christmas time, Bill and I look around and see where we can do a little good. You know, everyone is on the gift list except Jesus. So we think of this as our Jesus gift. What would Jesus want this year? One year it was a family that had very real needs because of an auto accident. Sometimes our denominational hunger program. Sometimes it's someone close to us. It is always different and always a surprise when we see what Jesus wants us to do or give each year. Well, this year certainly was a surprise. The biggest surprise was being asked to invite our friends and relatives to participate. Widen the circle, to let others help. This year, please don't give us candy or coffee, clothing or perfume, or I'd rather we do something more important. $10 here and $5 there. Pretty soon we're talking real money. This year, when you ask, what would Cindy or Bill want for Christmas? We want a gift made to a family or program that needs help. Just so you can understand what we're talking about. To provide help costs about $40. For example, that's roughly 4 pounds of See's candy or 3 ounces of cologne. It might be 6 tickets to a movie or dinner for two, no wine included. It might look like a book or two or 3 CDs. If you want to wrap something up for us, an empty box will do, or maybe a card that simply says, I love you. God bless you this Christmas and always. Sign your names.
Other tools for alternative giving include the gratitude card and the alternative giving card. Here's a fun family project, a way to wear your kids and grandkids. A Christmas tree shirt from Jana Erdman of Sioux City, Iowa. It's the cover feature for the booklet, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?
Each child uses their own handprint for their own shirt. For parents' and grandparents' shirts, I use all of the children's handprints so that each one of them is represented on those shirts. My son made one for his teacher. She really liked it, and planned a special day when they would both wear them on the same day. He, of course, thought that was really cool. Step 1. Wash and dry garment, preferably an organic cotton sweatshirt, any length sleeve. Step 2. Use a paintbrush to paint the child's hand with green fabric paint. Dipping their hand in paint results in too much paint. Step 3. Start with one handprint at the center of the neck area, fingers pointing down. Repaint hand and make a second row of handprints, 2 this time. Work your way down the sweatshirt, putting one more handprint on each layer. Adults usually have 4 rows, children's have 3 rows. Step 4. Apply red, blue, and gold fabric paint using round sponges to sponge Christmas bulbs on the tree. Larger circles are easier for small children to handle. Smaller circles are okay for school-aged children. Cut your own sponges or get pre-cut sponges at a craft store. Step 5. Use a star-shaped sponge to paint 1 star on the top of the tree. Step 6. Use glitter fabric paint to add some glitter in each bulb and the star. I use the bottle of paint to squirt this on and rub it around. I did this step as the kids were a little young for it. Or add glitter while the paint is still wet, or apply glitter with glue after the paint is dry. Step 7. Lay flat to dry. Drying time should be on the fabric paint bottle label.
That was Christmas Tree Shirt. You're listening to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson. On our next program, we'll have the complete classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, as well as more reflections and real-life experiences. Thank you for joining us on Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine from Alternatives for Simple Living. Alternatives was begun over 30 years ago to help people find happiness and meaning in life through relationships rather than stuff. By getting to know ourselves, our family and friends, our beloved Earth and all its inhabitants, and especially God.
You've been listening to the first of 6 parts of the radio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? You're welcome to contribute to the online version of Whose Birthday. This year's edition will be updated online as new material arrives, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas time. Or personal response, personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Or family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we can't pay for submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the links in the show notes. We've received some positive, wonderful response to our podcast. From Alicia. First, great job. I love the color scheme of the website. I like the sound quality of the podcast. Fabulous and appropriate music. Next, the podcasts are meaty. You might want to keep them to 15 minutes. Maybe even keep them shorter, but more frequent? That's the start of my feedback. More later. Thanks, Alicia. From Craig, content? Excellent. I enjoyed getting to know you in the first podcast, learning more about you in Simple Living in the second, and sealing the deal in the third. The relationship is well on its way. Production quality? Voice quality is excellent. You have the perfect pitch for audio. Background music is well thought out and pleasing. Show notes are helpful. Links are helpful and logical. In fact, I found myself watching videos from Simple Living from the past. I can see where your passion comes from, and it's infectious. Thank you for sharing your life's work with the rest of us. Peace, Craig. Alberta simply said, this is helpful. Well, more comments next episode. You're welcome to share your thoughts, too. Email a message to podcast@simplelivingworks.org. Leave a message on our Facebook page or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes. At our website, simplelivingworks.org, in window number 3. In episode 7, I'll present part 2 of Whose Birthday, featuring Alternatives classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Well, time to wrap up episode number 6 of Simple Living Works. We'd love to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will now through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast directory. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook and give us a review on iTunes. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-newsletter. We don't solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. For music credits, see the show notes. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share and Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our homepage at simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.